I'm terribly worried now because our numbers are increasing, and I have 120 children enrolled for end of August, and I have nowhere to put the children. We are currently using our set room for our junior infants, and our senior infants are in their own classroom, and my set teacher's in a wee small classroom room downstairs, and my EAL teacher is, well, she was in the cubby hole under the stairs and in the hallway until I had an architect coming in to me to assess my situation and to look about how we could make additional accommodation available in our school. So he came into my infant classroom and informed me that to partition the classroom is going to cost me 15,000 euros plus VAT, which of course our school, we don't have that kind of money. And we've lots of children with lots of needs, and partitioning the classroom is not really an option. One of the children in our class uses a surround field to access the curriculum, and we had advisor and from the National Council for Special Education who told us that really that would not be suitable because it would be prohibitive of him to access the curriculum, and also for health and safety. So currently we're sitting with five teachers in four classrooms and nowhere to put the children in August, the end of August. So
it sounds like there's a lot of frustration there because you're almost being left in limbo. You've sent off this application over 12 months ago, you'd almost, it sounds like you'd be less annoyed had you received a straight no, because you're just left in this situation now.
Yes, and I spoke to one lady, and she said, "Oh yes, yes, the team are meeting to put your application ahead, you know, and you'll have your classroom, and you've been approved." But I hadn't anyone come and visit. I had nobody from the department, and I'm just in the exact same position as I was in March 2023. And like I say, the Donegal town, the amount of developments that are going on and the amount of people that are coming here, and with Abbotts increasing in numbers, there's so much opportunities for people in Donegal town, so much housing. And yet here we are and no further along with our modular classroom. It's very frustrating.